To the sun and...
Welcome to the Tom and Frenchie podcast. I let Frenchie sing without knowing at the start of the thing.
Yeah, but you can't stitch me up because I'm editing it, so suck. I'll just cut it. And I sound pretty too when I sing. How you going, everyone?
Konnichiwa.
Welcome to a rainy Monday night.
Iranian Nights, our new Middle Eastern themed episode.
Iranian. Oh, okay.
No, it's really rainy and cold as hell here. I came in and had to put on this blazer, but it really classied things up around here.
It's your blazer.
It's my blazer, but it was for a sketch we filmed.
You
here.
Look like one of those sus college professors who's definitely open to any sort of bribes.
And also sex with students.
Yeah, well, that's the best kind of bribe.
Pussy bribes.
It's the pussy bribe. Mm. It is the pussy
straight
bribe.
From the ham wallet.
Oh, we hope you are having a great lockdown, guys. It's almost over. Well, it is over. We've established that.
It's not over yet, guys. Don't go rubbing things on your face that you don't know about.
Huge episode today. We would say it's an episode of dramas, alerts, beef. Extractions, that's like one of those little word clues and people trying to guess what's coming up.
Wow.
And college professors doing what they do.
That's right. If you want extra points, see me after class.
Can you do your college professor voice for everyone?
Hello. My name is Jeffrey Minkelstein.
I was wondering what accent you'd go with. That's good.
It's kind of posh. I don't really
know.
Yeah,
I feel
was.
Like English invented the college professors.
Mm.
And America invented the college professors who take bribes.
Mm,
like that Full House chick who goes. She's going to jail.
Recently,
she's going to jail.
But it's coronavirus time. So she is actually probably just going to do house arrest. Because they won't send her to a jail.
Oh, smart. So,
what? Yeah, she'd just chill in a mansion.
So anyone who's got possible jail time coming up, try to get your sentence done now because you may just get house arrest.
How do you feel about...
You'd be spewing if you didn't.
Yeah. How do you feel about them getting jail time for something so silly?
Well, I think the puns would have been quite enjoyable if she did go to jail. Like, imagine being one of the prisoners.
Go.
And you say, well...
Full house in the big house. Is that the one you
damn
had?
It. Yeah. Damn it. What else you got? Okay, I got another one. Let's say, I don't know how jail cells work, but her cellmate, her name's Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon and Laurie. Is it Laurie? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
Laurie? So Dragon drops a shit. Laurie comes over the bowl going, you didn't flush it. It's like, oh, I guess it's a bit of a full house.
That's good.
In the bowl. Full bowl.
So it's all full house.
It's all full house. Yeah, right. I don't remember what a character was called.
I thought you had something deeper.
No. It's only full house and it's not even good puns.
That would be good if they remade the show set in prison with the same characters.
Okay.
I'd be on board with that.
Okay. You
I can't remember any of the...
You get some of the cheese from dinner because they give you cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Put it over the mouse hole. Wait till the mouse finishes eating. Go, oh, it's a full mouse.
Oh, that's good.
Give her a little nudge.
That's good.
And if she doesn't laugh, that's when you finger the shit out of her. No, as a cellmate, prison rape happens in female prisons too, Tom. Don't be gender sexist.
I don't think that's what that
that's
is.
The only kind of sexism.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was.
There you go. 2 minutes in, we got prison rape off the books. Tick
Thank
it off.
God. It's off.
Tick it off. We should do a... I'll tell you what would be a sick idea.
Go.
Tom and Frenchie podcast bingo.
Ooh.
So there's...
It would be very easy to predict. we do the same jokes every week.
No. Let's say there's 50 topics they can pick from. I don't know if it's random or they pick. And then I don't know how many is on a bingo card. Is it 4x4?
That sounds good enough.
Four,
as it's a square, we're in.
And so there'd be Batsu impersonation would be on there. There
Absolutely.
Would be prison rape.
Mm-hmm.
There would be college professor. You're like, they haven't even done that. Boom, we just did it.
Boom.
Frenchy mispronouncing a word.
Oh, that's,
cross it off.
That's early. What do you call out? Do you reckon we'd still say bingo or we could have our own word?
Yeah, do you think it's copyrighted? The bingo people would pick it up.
Yeah, I think it's like Jenga. You know how Jenga, there's like a ripoff called like Jumbling Towers? Have you seen that?
Oh, and you're supposed to yell Jumbling Towers when it falls down. It'll be down by the time you finish.
So instead of bingo, maybe prison rape. Just call it out.
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Just in case, like, their family hears them. They're like, prison rape. The family's like, holy shit. He's going off in James's room tonight.
What if they're full house lady and her husband are under house arrest, but they still act like they're in a prison?
I like that.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, feeds her on a, like, one of those trays, like the mashed potatoes in a little segment. Yeah.
Maybe he's like, yo, the kids are out past their curfew. And she's like, you fucking snitch. What are snitches getting? She just shanks him.
That's good.
With a toothbrush.
Once in a while, he wakes her up by, like, putting a bar of soap in, like, a sock and just beating her legs.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure they do that shit.
Legs.
Yeah, just
numb.
Why
do they beat their legs?
Numb up their legs.
I feel
hard
like
to
that
walk.
Would beat the torso at least.
Yeah, maybe a bit of torso.
Just straight for the legs in case there's a prison relay race on.
Exactly.
Slow them down.
You also clean the legs, so it's multi-purpose.
Ah.
Mm. Bit of soap on the legs is good for you.
That is a wild way to clean yourself.
Soap on a rope.
Yeah. Mm. Soap in a sock.
Soap in a sock.
It's what I deserve. Just heaps sadomasochism.
Just on the back like... What's been going on with you this weekend, Frenchie?
Well,
weekend past.
You know how we always do the Frenchie's exciting weekend and Tom's boring weekend?
Mm.
Well, you do because you're there for it.
Well, apart from coronavirus where you've been a mopey little bitch the whole time.
I can't even argue with that. I have been. Well, I'm ashamed to say, out of the podcast host, I wasn't the first to get to a pub.
Mm, that's right.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Tell us all about the first pub experience in a year.
So New South Wales has made it so you're allowed 10 people at like a restaurant or something like a pub if you're having food and all that shit. And a mate of mine just booked out a whole pub.
Yeah, that's how you're supposed to do it now.
Yeah, so we had the pub to ourselves, 10 of us, for 2 hours. And it was basically like you pay X amount, you get all the drinks and all the food included. And so we were loving it. It was weird. Like, I walked into the pub and we were the first group of the day. It was like midday. There was no one there apart from the people
so
working
sick.
There. And then the next group after us just didn't rock up, which is so dog to pubs because there are obviously limited people they can make money off. And then people had booked a 10-person thing and didn't even show up. But we just stayed. So we got to stay at the pub for 4 hours.
Oh, did you have to put down some more money?
We just kept buying beers. They were happy.
Fuck, that is...
Yeah.
But that is like every person's dream, isn't it?
Mm.
Being the only ones in a pub.
Sometimes. Unless you like paid a cover charge and you go down some stairs. You know where they trick you to come in?
Oh.
Like, it's popping off in here, dude.
No, I love them.
What do you mean?
What do I mean? So it just cut out. Did yours not cut out?
No, bro. It's all good.
I love them because it's so... I hate it when you're by yourself. Well, we've one other person.
Mm.
And you go downstairs, you're like, yo, it's
we got
ghost
pranked.
Town.
What time is it? It's like,
they're like,
no,
you'll be good. You get a stamp. I'm like, we don't need a stamp. There's no one here.
Why did I line up for 2 hours?
But if you roll in hot from pre-drinks, there's a group of 8 to 10. You come down.
Fun.
No one there but some stripper poles. It's not a strip club. It's just a nightclub with stripper poles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And half-naked women.
And you just show the boys your moves. You go, did you know I could do the splits upside down?
That's when I thrive. The more room on the dance floor is, the more I thrive.
Mm, the crab.
The crab. The crab.
Frenchie's go-to when he's pissed. I love it. That's when I know. I'm like, oh, Frenchie's going to leave
but
soon.
Frenchie's
going to smoke bomb after this crab dance.
There's nothing more embarrassing than thinking about how I danced the night before. The shame spiral.
Yeah. The worst one I did, I almost broke my fucking wrist dancing to the Titanic Celine Dion song in a pub. I was getting real into it. I was real pissed. But then I slipped heaps hard on the floor, almost broke my wrist and had to go home.
The amount of times slippages happen, it's like...
It's brutal.
It's brutal.
And you're wearing fucking shitty dress shoes that they made you wear to get in, so they got no soul.
Every time you...
Got no grip.
Nothing humbles you quicker than a nightclub. Every time you think you're killing it, you'll throw one too many elbows and you'll knock a drink out of the hand or something.
Cop a punch in the back of the head.
Cop a punch in the back of the head.
The floors are either so sticky you can't walk or they're so slippery you can't stand.
Even just... If you walk up to a bar with too much confidence, you're like, I'm having a great night.
Mm,
the bartenders will just be like, I'm not going to serve him just because.
I can't imagine. I've never been a bartender, but I can't imagine the hate you'd have for drunk people.
Oh, yeah.
Surely, because drunk people are the worst. I'm the worst. Everyone's the worst. They're so annoying.
I worked in a nightclub.
Yeah, but you were the glassy, weren't you?
Yeah, but I hated them more because I had to go through them. I had to move through them.
Mm. Did you do any socializing? Would you try small talk?
All the time, bro.
Would you be like, hey, baby, you done with that glass? How about that ass? You know what I'm saying? That sounds like something you'd say.
I'm grabbing that glass or I'm grabbing your ass.
Please take the glass. I don't know why.
What glass?
I can't see it. It's see-through. It's stupid.
It's so dumb. But we, so Tom.
Good times. Oh, while we were there, right? Cop car pulled up out the front. I was like, oh, fuck. Are we doing something illegal? Two cops came in. Hot cops. Female hot cops.
Hot cops.
I filmed it for you, Frenchie.
Hot cops.
Hot cops.
There's nothing hotter than a hot cop.
So I'll just show you over. You can almost see it.
And they got those little caps on.
Yeah. And I'll just skip forward in this video I was filming because I knew they were coming in. And here they come.
Oh,
hot cops.
Fuck off. Hot cops. Give me a closer look, guys. I'll describe them to you. Okay. So first one we got.
The second one was hotter.
Cute grin, kind of like, not like a rabbit grin, but like a hot rabbit.
Okay.
And then second one's a bit shorter. She sort of looks like, she kind of looks like she's 18, Tom. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a young cop.
I don't think a cop's can be 18.
Well, I'm saying, are these, were they dress ups? Did you sure. order in some, did you order in
underage
some
strippers.com. Did you order in,
that is so creepy. I love
it. She's obviously of age, Frenchie.
I'm not
she's
saying
a cop.
She's not. I'm still saying it's still creepy.
What do you mean?
Well, like, okay, there's two types of people who film cops. There's people who are like, oh, fucking film you. I'll fucking film you. Yeah, say that to the camera. You're going to go viral. Give me a ticket for doing 80 in my fucking tractor. You're going fucking viral, cunt. You oink, oink. That's still one going. Type of people yep. who yep. film cops. The other types is the peeping Toms of the world who have half of the camera on their mate's shoulder, slow-mo them as they're walking through the wall. And
it's not slow-mo.
And the camera's shaking. It's weirdly shake, and that's heavy breathing.
That's right. Yeah, I was making a TikTok.
No, they are very good looking cops. It's weird that they're both
so
together.
So you think they look underage
the
and they're hot?
I don't think that. It's weird that they're together as the same partner. Split up the...
The boys even were saying like, this is an administration error. Like that is not smart.
Split them up.
Split them up. Give them like...
Spread the love around.
Yeah. Too much.
Do you think that's a problem with our podcast that we've got two hot guys? They're like,
yeah,
oh.
It's never
people
been
are like, oh, two hot guys on a podcast.
Who wants to watch two or listen to two hot guys?
Do you think there are enough podcasts by straight white males?
Yes.
I was joking. Of course there are.
Yes. There's enough podcasts full stop.
It's like every... Yeah, there is. But they're quite nice to listen to.
Oh, so it took you... You only just started listening to them maybe 2 months ago, I reckon.
Oh, and I've stopped too.
Why is that?
It's hard to concentrate.
When you wank?
So, guys, moving on. We really got off topic early, early, early. Let's get through the big topics of the day. First, I want to talk about Extraction. There's a movie on Netflix. It's been on there a couple weeks. You all probably saw it because it was, oh, this one's trending. And half the time you think they just rolled out there because they made it. You're like, it's not actually trending. You made it. You just want us to watch it. And it's a... Sometimes I do that. They're like,
I think it's just
that's in your face. You're like, this isn't actually good. Stop.
Oh, they're not
popular
good.
On Netflix now. It's like, come on.
Usually the popular ones aren't good because people are stupid.
Extraction for those who haven't seen it. Chris Hemsworth. Thor. Chris. I don't know what else he was in.
Home and Away character.
Action movie. And okay, so this movie, Tom. It's essentially just...
Give me the synopsis.
I'll give it to you very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Indian boy, drug dealer's son gets kidnapped, taken to Bangladesh. There's only one person who can get him out of there. Chris Hemsworth, who is currently on vacation in the Northern Territory. Well, he lives there in his shed.
Really?
And that all happens in the first 3 minutes, guys, so I'm not spoiling anything.
Wow.
Mm.
In the Northern Territory.
Yeah. It's like Crocodile Dundee. They're like, so the kid gets kidnapped and then the woman's like, who can I get to? Who can we get him? And then it cuts to Kakadu or wherever they are. I'm like, wow.
Imagine fucking living in Kakadu and you find this bloke in a shed that looks like fucking Chris Hemsworth. You'd be like, bro, you need to go to a bigger city, man. You're fucking real good looking, dude. You could make money off that. You are way too handsome and ripped. Where's your gym membership? Where do you go? Do you just lift sheep?
He doesn't even. He's just a special force.
Wow.
Special forces.
Good on him.
Why would you be in a special force if you're that good looking?
And why would you be in a shed?
Yeah, well, it's a hut. It's a hut. And so, guys, it's essentially just John Wick, but with Chris Hemsworth. Mm. So the plot is... that's a plot. That's a plot.
Got to get Indian boy.
It's very simple, but the action scenes are so fucking good.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I sat up in my chair.
Wow.
Couch, probably. I was probably sitting on.
You're in an old wicker chair.
An old rocking chair. Yeah. Stop the rocking, Hazel.
I put down my shotgun and I did applaud.
No, so about 5-10 minutes into the action sequence, I'm like, yo, did Michael Bay direct this shit?
Did he?
No, better. Michael May. And I was like, was this supposed to go to cinema? Because this is actually really well done.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a Netflix movie at all.
Maybe it was meant to go to cinemas.
I think Netflix funded it. And so, guys, that's my movie review. Watch it.
How many?
If you like action and it's fucking hyped.
How many sheds?
Rack some lines of
protein. How many sheds out of 10 would you give it?
Some sort of pre-workout, because you'll feel like you've had a workout after it.
Right.
Have some post-workout after
it. How many sheds out of 10?
I'd say it's a good 8 shedder.
Wow.
For an action movie.
Okay.
8 shed action.
Nice.
So 9 sheds for a regular
movie. I did hear it was actually a bit of alright.
It's actually surprising.
Yeah, I did hear that.
The plot's trash, but... yeah.
Execution's good.
Yeah.
The extraction of emotions. Frenchie got extracted out of his chair. That's when you know it's good.
That is a good...
Mm.
How much you... That could be a level of a movie rating.
Yeah.
Because if you're not into a movie, you're full laying down on your back. You got your phone on your chin. You're looking like a walrus. Just... and then when you start to get into one, you sit up a bit. You're like, put the phone down. Really good ones. You're leaning forward. You got your elbows resting on your upper legs. And you're rocking. You're like, fucking, let's go. Let's go.
That's
sometimes
true.
I stand up for bits. I'll stand up really? And I'll pace around like, this is fucking sick.
Have you watched The Wrong Missy on Netflix yet? The new Adam Sandler film without Adam Sandler in it. So he produced it.
Is it about Missy Higgins or Missy Elliott?
Both.
The you Wrong Missy. So you keep missing
you think
it
you're
up.
Seeing Missy Higgins, but it's Missy Elliott. And she's like,
put it in reverse and work it.
That's right. That was a good rendition.
What was that?
What's Missy Higgins' songs?
Scar.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's Nick Swarsden and David Spade's the main person in it. It's a classic. It's a classic Adam Sandler.
But he's not in it.
He's not in it, but it's exactly the film you'd expect.
The Wrong Missy.
Mm-hmm. So he's got basically...
How many sheds out of 10?
That's a different rating system. It's not... so basically he goes on this horrible date with a chick.
Mm.
And then he meets another chick on a separate date and she's amazing, but they're both called Missy. So he ends up inviting the wrong one on a holiday. It's real clever. Yeah, I feel like that. You know when you can tell.
How does that get past the funding committee? How does that get past any committee?
It doesn't need a committee. It's Adam Sandler. He funds it himself.
Why? I love it. I love the plot. That's so shit. He doesn't want to be in it. He's like, oh, maybe you have this one, David. Maybe I'll have the next one. I'm going to play every character of the Popes. I'm going to be everyone in the Vatican.
Wow, that's good. I would watch that.
It's called The Wrong Pope. Okay, go on. So
that's about it.
He loves ones about holidays.
True, it's set in Hawaii. I think he just looks for reasons to go to Hawaii. and like set stuff there.
Does he go?
Which I love.
Does he go with his family or does he go by himself?
I feel like he'd go with his family.
That's the interesting one.
It's not Frenchy.
What if he's like, oh, you got to stay back with the kids. You can't. Schooling is important. I better go to Hawaii about you. What is a 3-month shoot? Yeah. Come visit. Maybe come visit.
It's a real good movie. Oh, yeah. Adam, what's the movie called? The Wrong Missy. Then he had to write a whole script about it when really he just wanted to get away from his family.
Right,
I'd believe that.
He's in lockdown with his family. Needs a break. He needs to get out and shoot. Ugh.
But
so,
yeah.
So David Spade, Nick Swarsden.
Swarsden. I don't know. Yep, he's in it.
Rob Schneider.
Got a character. Yes. I actually liked his character. It's very small, but he's like a fucking dive instructor. He's lost three of his fingers, so it's just a shucker hand.
I swear he's had done that one before.
Probably.
Wasn't he that character in 50 First Dates?
Probably. It's probably the same guy.
No, he wasn't a dive instructor. He was a Hawaiian, though. He was always swimming. Yeah.
Is it the same character? Was that a thing with the...
No, he didn't have a shotgun. Okay. No. That's good, though. I like that.
Yeah. It was very silly. It was what you'd expect. Don't go in with any expectations.
I'm 100% watching that.
Yeah, I know you are.
I have very high expectations. I haven't seen it.
I'm surprised between that and the Hemsworth, you would have gone for the Hemsworth.
Well, I didn't see it because Netflix was in my face going, most popular, trending. I'm like, I want to be trending. I want to be in the haps.
You're a trendy guy.
Thanks, man.
That's all right.
You were going to comment on my...
I would never.
Breakfast shirts jumper.
I do like it.
Mm. And then good. You realize they haven't sponsored an episode in a while. So we're like, do we want to give them a free plug? It's like, yes, we do. It's a great jumper.
It is a good jumper.
Mm.
So can you go start doing stand-up soon? Because they're changing the laws from June to 50 people. Could you do 50 sitters?
I was thinking about that, but the problem is that mostly you do it in pubs.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have 50 people at your show, that's no one else in the rest of the pub.
True.
So they're not going to want to want that either, right. Because they're not drinking as much during the show. So
That's
if it was
one.
Like a theater venue, that'd be fine. But
true.
You don't really have 50 seat theater venues either.
I saw in the States, a lot of the performers there are doing like... drive-in theaters and stuff.
Mm.
So I was listening to this one and this guy said that basically he'd get like mic'd up and people could tune in. You know how you do that at like you tune into the radio station and so they can be in their own little car situation and you could be doing performing.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. But there's not that many drive-ins around. There's one in Blacktown, but that's about it.
Do you think they should have done drive-in for everything?
Mm.
Everything we couldn't do because of COVID, why can we not do it in a drive-through, like drive-in movies, obviously?
Yep.
Bring that back for reals with or without COVID.
Oh, it's sick.
Yeah.
I go to the one in Blacktown sometimes. It's sick. You just drive in, park your car, chill in your car.
Do you ever go on your bike?
No.
Now you're a big biker?
Sitting on a fucking bike seat for an hour and a half. Fuck that. I told you, it molested me, that bike seat.
It's a prison bike.
Bike. Turns out I didn't even have a seat. I was just on the pole. Felt great. I'll tell you what I saw that was
What about like... No, I'm still on this. Hang on.
I'm still on.
So drive-in footy game. So if you have the hill angled and you could park all your cars all around the hill, all around the oval and watch from your cars... And then you can honk when something's going good, put the other team off. Fuck, I really should be a politician. I have so many ideas.
I feel like anything's a drive-through if you drive fast enough. You know what I mean?
Go on. That was it?
Church service. Straight through.
Oh, but I meant like drive-in. I didn't mean drive-through.
Oh, okay.
Drive-in.
I'll tell you what I saw that was drive-through the other day.
Go on.
I saw a Subway. Legit. A Subway drive-through. I was like, is there a window for the bread? And then, like, you know, then you go salads. Do you have to go to a separate window? That's pretty funny. I actually don't know how it works because there's a lot of questions and they move down a line.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
I think...
You just have to
it's
fucking
probably
know.
The same as... Isn't it the same as Macca's? Like, I don't...
Well, you'd have to be like...
I don't know if you're trying to do a bit here like Jerry Seinfeld.
No,
but I assume it's
there's
the same
a lot
as
of
Macca's.
Options. That's what I'm saying. Like, McDonald's don't ask you what bread you want. They don't ask you what sauce you want. You know what I mean? They don't ask you if you want lettuce.
Got ya.
There's a lot more questions. I don't know how it works.
I know one person who knows how it works.
No, Frenchie.
Jared from Subway.
Okay.
And we've got him on the podcast today. He's dialing in from his prison in America. Jared, how are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, Frenchie.
What is that noise?
When I'm not speaking, I like to visualize myself eating Subway.
You're not actually sponsored by Subway. Please stop doing that, Jared.
Just I'm trying to lose weight, Frenchie, and Subway got me there. And just because they've decided that they don't like what I'm about doesn't mean I don't like what they're about.
But why are you trying to lose weight in prison? I feel like...
Hey, man.
Is there someone you're trying to impress there?
No, man. Everyone's of age.
Okay, Jared, I don't think we need to continue this conversation too long. I don't know why you're doing that noise. did I believe you wrote a book, Jared. So this is why we've got you on the my friend Tom Armstrong actually bought your book.
I heard.
Was he the only customer?
He was the only one who bought the book, actually.
What is in the book?
That's the thing about writing. You don't have to read it, so I'm not actually sure.
Okay, sort of like monkeys on a typewriter sort of vibe.
Yeah, underage monkeys.
Stop. Okay,
we
thought you'd want to, your publicist told us not to talk about the whole underage thing, okay, stop doing that, please. You bring it up a lot. Do you want to tell us why you did that, and maybe apologize to the people of Subway?
Let's not get carried away. So basically, when you're a brand ambassador, you've got to live the values. Eat French.
Eat French. I knew you were going there. Thank you, Jared from Subway. Thank you. I thought we'll try a different character today, guys.
Yeah.
You didn't have him in your bingo. Betcha you didn't.
No. You should have. Great character. A big story we should talk about while we're on this topic of cancelled people is H3H3 just did a video about a man called Keemstar.
A man, or is he a gnome?
It's a great question, Frenchie.
So this is proper YouTube. There's the mispronunciation. Fucking tick
cross
it
that
up.
Off the list.
And I will quickly explain because people like my brother, my cousin, they don't watch a lot of YouTube. They need to know H3H3. He's like a 40-year-old Jewish dude.
Unnecessary information.
Is he not Jewish?
Yeah, he is.
He looks Jewish.
All right, welcome back. Cross anti-Semitism off your list, guys.
That's not... What
he looks wrong? Like a Jew.
It's a compliment.
I'm Frenchy.
I'm just saying he is. No, because now everyone's got a... Oh, that's going to sound bad. But I'm just saying is now I'm trying to describe someone who they may not have watched. So I'm trying to do a quick as possible saying, okay, there you go. There's a little about him and his values.
You think because he's Jewish
he has different values. Yes, 100%.
You don't know if he's a
pork,
practicing.
Bro. They don't eat pork.
That's if he was a Hasidic Jew.
Get some culture in you, you bigot. So
you were just saying how much you hate Jewish people?
That's not. Anyway, H3H3, 40-year-old, he's married, he's got a kid. He does a lot of review type videos.
He used to. He's kind of focused on his podcast now, but he does call people out once in a while.
He's huge. Then we got Keemstar. He's like a short gnome looking man. He runs a thing called Drama Alert. When there's YouTube beef, Keemstar reports it first.
So it's kind of like a news channel for YouTube stuff and kind of
go on. Tell us about their beef, Tom.
So basically, they've had like a long history of hating each other, and no one really knew a lot about why. And H3's done this video exposing him, really detailed, really well researched video. And there's a lot of things where Keemstar would kind of bully these people when they're going through obvious mental breakdowns, where they have obvious like bipolar going on, like very clear. And he'd say like, while they're in these manic states, he'd get them on his show live and say like, if the world's not real while they're in these states, you'd say, like, if this world's not real, why not just end it? And say,
Keemstar told them to end it.
He said that.
Fucking hell.
Did you watch the video you said you did?
Bro, it's 40 minutes long. I skipped bits.
Mm.
On the
this is how Frenchie reads books as well.
On the sitting, oh,
look at all these words. I've got to skip to the end.
No, I do skip a lot of descriptions of scenery, but other than that, no, I'm saying I know he said some stuff. I didn't know it was that direct.
Yeah, and that guy ended up killing himself.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so he's just, and it's, yeah, it made me angry watching it. It was one of those ones. It's worth checking out because Drama Alert was one of those channels where I always didn't like him. He was just a real dick. But I'd still watch the channel because a lot of the content was interesting. But after watching that video, I'm like, nah, unsub, not involved. He's just a really bad energy out there on YouTube. So it was cool that H3 did that. Like, there was this old guy, right? This old gaming YouTuber. And Keemstar said that he was this convicted pedophile because of a picture looked similar. And he, as a news channel, he was out there this guy's a pedophile, and it like ruined the guy's life. And then he's just like,
yeah, just, and that guy's, you know, got kids and stuff, doesn't
he? Yeah,
yeah.
Crazy, man.
No, you can't really throw that word out willy-nilly. No, I know we do, but we're not serious about it.
Like, if we were like, this guy is 100%, and if we were a news channel, it's different. We're not.
Okay.
But yeah, it was really interesting. So there's a lot of YouTube beef out there, and then Keemstar did a response that was shit, and then H3 did another video.
So Keemstar's response was just him talking, going,
he was just calling out shit that wasn't even said. And
was he being a bit anti-Semitic? Probably.
I think that was you at the start of this.
No.
But yeah, if you're a sub, check that video out.
So H3 dropped content nuke on Keemstar, and then there's content fallout.
Mm-hmm.
And Keemstar just dropped one back, and what was that called?
I don't know.
Oh, I like the names. I like the names. I'm a namer.
Hmm. Maybe you should look up the names.
Yeah, moving on. The other controversy. What's that? Beef.
Ooh.
We had 6ix9ine versus the Billboard charts. We haven't even talked that 6ix9ine's back.
We covered him a lot
early on in this podcast. Oh, he's a dude who's got a 69 tattooed on his forehead. Have you not seen him?
I know who he is.
Well, he's out of jail because of COVID.
Is that why?
Dropping tracks. Boom.
Wouldn't it be safer being in prison? Number two in the
world, baby.
Wouldn't it be safer being in prison?
Because then they know where to find you. Whereas if you go on the run, laying low.
No,
maybe
I'm talking about
up,
with COVID. You said they released.
Why would it be safer?
Because it's a contained space.
Yeah, so if one people gets it, everyone gets it.
Okay.
So you're saying
limit the people coming in.
You're saying you're in prison. They're like, Tom, do you want to get out? COVID's coming. You're like, no, it's actually safer being in prison. I'm going to stick around.
Well, obviously someone made that decision. It wasn't up to the prisoners. You know what? I might actually leave. Obviously there's people making the decisions for them, Frenchie.
So, 1,000 people in a prison, whereas you let them out, there's 5 people in a residence in the same area.
Yeah, but
it's about
containing it, Frenchie. You didn't understand this through the whole thing, because those 5 people have the freedom to go to other places, so they meet a lot of people, and those people also meet people, so you're building it to more than 1,000 pretty quick. You didn't get that through this whole experiment.
COVID's over, bro. Experiment. Was it an experiment?
This was all the Truman Show, Frenchie, and we were all watching you, and you failed as a person. We've all been watching at home. Judging.
If you could be anyone on the Truman Show, who would you want to be?
Truman.
You'd want to be the... Oh, look at that ego Tom's got. Wants to be the Maney. Mm. I want to be Truman.
Yeah. Who do you want to be? The milkman or some shit?
Yeah, you just cruise in.
What are you talking about?
It's a big in-joke. You don't want to be the one not in on the in-joke in life and on the Truman Show. Everyone's laughing at him every day of his life.
They're loving him.
The audience in the world is people, other actors, they'll do their lines. They'll go, hey, Truman, what a nice day.
And he'll be like, be a beautiful.
And then he'll turn or walk away, and they'll make eye contact with his wife going, what a fucking idiot. And she's like, shows her titties and shit because she cheated on him.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Was her marriage binding, you reckon, the one to Truman?
Nah, I reckon she was getting that side dick. But imagine being an actor and you're not allowed to leave, but you only see the fucking dude like once a week.
How much? No, she would see him every night.
She'd see him every night. I'm talking like minor characters. They're still in the world.
How much would you have to get paid to be the wife?
To fuck Truman?
Mm.
I don't think I can pull off a woman.
No, but like in general.
What do you mean?
Because that's your whole life. Because every other character can have holidays and shit.
True.
How can she have a holiday? Like, I'd have to make up some sick excuse where...
It's kind of like a real relationship though, isn't it?
Well, maybe she's filming a movie in Hawaii.
I like it. The Adam wrong Sandler. Missy.
I think that's a very... I would love... Like, I get the point of that movie was that it wasn't a good thing, but it kind of was a very interesting experiment.
I used to think I was in that shit after that movie. I got paranoid. I was like, are you fucking... What are you looking at? Am I in this movie right now? Is that a camera in my fucking car? You know? Paranoid. That's it. That shit's a fucking...
What age were you when you realized it probably wasn't? You probably weren't in the Truman
Show. I still haven't
figured
it out.
But you've flown overseas and stuff. Or you think that
was
a simulation?
It's a big world, bro. This is all... Everyone's in on it. It's a big
simulation,
set.
Simulation.
No, it's all a set. Yeah, they just put the plane in. They pull up some plasma screens that show shit happening. Then they open it and they're like, yeah, this is... I thought Sydney and London looked very similar. You know what I mean? They're like, hello, hello. I'm like, you're not fooling me, brother.
Tasmania would actually be the perfect place for it.
Because you don't even need... You can just hook up with your cousins and that.
No, I'm saying because it's a closed island, you get everyone, just put actors on the... Sort of buy everyone's land off them. Just put actors on there.
I like that.
This is going weird.
No, I like that. And then we show it in Australia.
Mm. Well, I think the world would want to watch it too. It's fairly interesting.
Mm.
What are we talking about?
I don't know. We're talking about The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But we were talking about 6ix9ine before that. So what's going on with him? Fuck, that was a big tangent. That was a big one.
He got to number two with his first single out of prison.
Can you give us a little rendition of it?
I can't even remember it.
You could bank it up.
Oh, yeah. I put it in one of my TikToks. I did
okay,
do that.
Let's hear it.
I'm back in a... I don't know how it goes. I'm back and I'm out of prison because I didn't want to get COVID. Yo.
That's good. No wonder it's number two. Not quite number one material, but... Definitely number two. I'm back in a minute. That's catchy.
I just had the worst mind blank. I just could not think of it. You're mad. He's mad. That's the one. Fuck.
I don't know if I've heard it.
I'll just...
Sounds good, bro.
But he was saying it was a conspiracy because it should have been number one. And, and the record company bought enough albums to make Bieber and Ariana Grande... number one.
You okay?
And he's a snitch. Do you think snitches should be allowed to release music?
Yeah, I reckon he should own it more though.
So like, his next
I'm
song,
snitching on your mom, your grandma, your cousin.
Should he
snitching on your gossip?
Should he change his name?
To what? Snitch nine. That's fucking good.
MC
absolutely.
Snitch. Snitchy McGavin.
Lilo and Snitch.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah. We should Photoshop that, DM him with it. He'll like it.
You reckon? I'm sure he's over the fucking Photoshops.
Not in a mean way, but when do you think... How long until he gets killed?
It's a good question. I don't know. Do you reckon the people he snitched on, are they locked up?
Well, they are, but they've got like their other
their
gang
boys.
Members. Their boys are out.
Mm. Yeah, that's a tough one. Fuck, you'd hate to be his security. You'd be like, fuck, this is high pressure.
I think it'd be good during lockdown. I think I'd probably resign after lockdown. I'll get the paycheck now. No one's going anywhere.
True.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yo, what if... Oh, I had a heaps good idea. So, the boys...
The boys.
The gang, they want to get 6ix9ine.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a very secure environment. He needs to be extracted.
Ooh.
Do you know a man who could do that?
I do. He lives in Kakadu. In a bush.
He does.
The bush tucker boy.
It's Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
So if he gets a new role, hired by... I'd watch out. I'd watch out 6. I would watch out.
Shit. Imagine that guy killing you. Who would you prefer to be killed by? Chris Hemsworth or Liam Neeson?
I feel like Liam Neeson, is it with their bare hands?
Mm-hmm.
I think Liam Neeson will just take too long to do it now because he's got that old man sort of endurance.
Yeah.
So he'll start puffing on me halfway through.
Like my arthritis hands and shit like that.
You'll probably start getting even racist too. He's like, I tried to kill a black person once. I was like, Liam, there's no need for that.
Only black person ever. That was
it.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
It was a news story. It wasn't from our
For all our new listeners, that was a news story. Yeah, we didn't just throw that out there. Mm. He's a self-admitted racist.
Mm.
Reformed racist.
Reformed, yeah. Yeah.
Good on him.
So, yeah, you'd want to get killed by Chris Hemsworth. I agree. I reckon at least you'd die seeing a very good-looking man.
I'd like him to cry as he does it. You know, like those deaths in movies, like, I have to, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I have to.
Mm. You want a bit of emotion.
Yeah.
You're like, it's okay.
It's okay. Do it. Do it. And he just starts choking me. And I'm sort of...
You'd be wanking.
I'd be getting off a little bit. A little bit of order.
Like, choke me, daddy. You'd be like, what was that? Nothing. Choke me, daddy.
That's the key to stop getting bashed.
Be into it sexually.
Mm. It's hard to pull off. Because if they know what you're doing, then it won't work.
It'll make them more angry.
But if some dude comes up, starts choking you, and you just like hand down your own pants and just start.
Mm. Especially if you're pointing it at him like a weapon. No one wants to get came on.
Came on.
Mm.
Also, I saw that prank that Vitaly used to do is when you pull your... He's like, you want to fucking go? And he goes, yeah, let's fucking go. And they take off their clothes and they run at him with
wearing
their dick.
Wearing like G-strings and shit.
Yeah, that's a good prank.
You like that, buddy? You like that, little buddy?
You like that, buddy?
All right. Let's get into some trending news. Now for the jingle. Trending news. Trending news.
Trending news.
All right.
Could not have been more off key.
That's pretty good. All right. Our first story. Very sad story to start off with. I'm sorry. Mm. Hitler's favorite alligator has died.
I really should have looked at these stories before we started. What the fuck?
Mm. Hitler's favorite alligator.
That
died.
Is so sad.
It really says it all.
No.
Mm.
Munton.
Munton.
Not Munton. That was the name of the alligator.
Oh, I got it. Let me read.
I didn't know if you thought I was saying German, expressing my condolences in German.
Munton to everybody
Munton.
Listening.
Munton.
A legendary alligator that survived World War II. Well, obviously, he wasn't the target. You know what I mean? Like, he survived World War II. It wasn't a fucking holocaust for alligators.
Not a lot of alligators on the front line.
Are you a Jewish alligator? Just salt water. It's a fucking weird way to word that. Was mentioned to have been Adolf Hitler's favorite. Like, how did that come to... Like, Hitler, can you show us your favorites? Favorite alligator, favorite tree. Like, how did that come to be?
It was a docuseries he had. It was called Hitler's Favorite Things.
A legend. Oh, sorry. Our Mississippi alligator, Saturn, that's a weird name, has died of an old age. What the fuck is this story?
Wait, it's in Mississippi?
Yeah. No, it's a Mississippi alligator.
Oh, okay.
It's in Moscow. It's not even in Germany.
Hitler didn't even make it to Moscow. So maybe that's why he was trying to invade Russia.
Yeah,
he
wanted
his alligator back.
I miss him.
I miss Saturn.
Was believed to be aged around 84. That's crazy.
In alligator years or real years?
I think real years.
Mm.
Born within the United States in 1936, he was gifted to the Berlin Zoo, Hitler was a frequent customer. Really?
It just gives me time to reflect.
I like seeing these animals in cages, but what about the Jews? That's how he got all his fucking plans, bro. This cunt was going to the zoo too much.
I like the alligator. That is my favorite one. His name is Saturn. That is my second favorite one. His name is Mars. My third favorite doesn't have a name because I will kill him.
Two dozen crocodiles and alligators had been killed. However, some managed to outlive and fled. What?
Why were you bombing the zoo? That wasn't...
Yeah, it was a... That's sorry.
Not a strategic... Oh, yeah.
In 1943, Berlin Zoo was hit with an airstrike.
That's how you fuck with Hitler. And that's when he started going to shit. Yeah.
It's like, what does Hitler love? Why? I don't know why they're German as well. It was a German on German war, wasn't it?
Okay. It would be English, wouldn't it? It'd be Winston Churchill.
It'd be like, what does Hitler love?
Sire, he loves killing Jews and alligators.
Well, I guess we can't kill Jews, but alligators. Curious.
He loves the zoo. He will sit there every Friday with a cup of tea and some Ellen's lollies.
Ellen's lollies? The lesbian lady off TV?
No, Alan.
Oh, Alan, sorry. imagine Hitler just sitting there, and you know how people have like bags of bread and they feed it to ducks? He's just got like, I don't know, fucking chunks of meat feeding it to his favorite fucking alligator.
No, he's still feeding them bread.
Oh, man, that's a weird story.
Oh, that is a good story.
Do you reckon...
Okay, how's this? This is actually probably what happened. He didn't give a fuck about the alligators.
Mm.
But that alligator wasn't even from Berlin Zoo.
True.
But someone in Moscow wanted to make some money. We have Hitler's alligator. Come see it. Money, money, money.
That is good.
100% what happened.
Mm.
That's how you sell a fucking zoo.
That's right. You paint a tiny mustache on that fucking alligator.
Paint a little swastika on it. A little swastika.
Bah, bah, bah. Well, money, money.
Was that the...
That was the Germans. The Russians. Where are we?
Bah, bah, bah. Money, bah, money, bah, money.
Money, money, money. Kazakhstan zoo.
Very nice. You'll never get in here.
Our next story on the list is Celeste Barber's charity. Let's see.
Oh,
what this
it was just
about.
Interesting because of how much she raised. It was whatever, 50 million or something.
Something crazy,
it
man.
Crazy.
She did so
she's
well.
She's the internet comedian during the bushfires.
Mm.
And then she's like, because she only put down, it's going to go to, was it New South Wales Conservation or something like that?
Yeah.
She was like, whatever, they need it. And now they've ruled that they can't split it up. She's like, everyone can have it. And then if you read the headline.
Yeah, it says it can't be divvied up by charity or state, which is kind of shit because she was planning on like giving everyone a fair chunk.
Well, she was just planning on getting like 10K for one little charity.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not like a big charity. And then she got 50 million. So she's like, yo, let's...
We should share it around. There's like animal foundations. There's like families that need it. There's food. Like there's so many different charities that need it. And she was just trying to do the
right
thing.
What was the one she was raising money for? It'll say. Don't worry, I can fill the space while you're scrolling.
So she raised it as New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
Right, they're about to get some Tesla fire engines, aren't they? They got some fucking money.
And bro, that type of shit should be funded directly by the government. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Yes, 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 yes.
I thought that was a yes that sounded like it was going to...
Well... It is funded, but how much does the government give them?
But that, I feel like the government should reflect that and be like, we need to change that. Whereas charities, some are independent, some aren't, they're not government.
That's sick.
Charity.
So that Rural Fire Service, New South Wales gets 50 million bucks.
Yeah.
Right. You got to, what would you, they're going to pimp my fire station. They are fucking going to be...
Yeah, that's
boring.
Mad. They're going to have like plasma screens in all their wheels and shit.
There.
Yeah, like the popcorn machine in the back.
Get an alligator.
Exhibit's going to be just driving that thing. You know? There's going to be like hydraulics in it.
Damn.
Daniel.
But that's why I was like, it's interesting what the government does fund, because if you go on to the next story, the one about the feminist, what's her name?
Yep.
Clementine Ford, who is best friends with our Isaac Butterfield. They always go have a little back and forths on Twitter. Isaac's a friend of the podcast. Clementine is not a friend of the podcast yet. Who knows?
We'll
give her a chance.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, she does. She's a very outspoken feminist, but she does a lot of anti-men tweets, meaning like all men should die, like that sort of tweets, like kill all men.
It's a broad statement.
Well, that's what I was like. Yeah, that's because feminism means equality between genders.
Yes.
It's the most feminists are like, yo, we think women don't have equality on some levels. We want to get to the level of the men. We don't want to pass them because that's a...
It's inequality.
That's inequality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas Celeste seems to not really get that, because if you're killing men, I don't think that's...
It's a very shock value statement. It's like saying Hitler hates everything when we all know he loves alligators.
He loves them.
A specific alligator.
So what was her exact tweet?
Her exact tweet was, anyway, this acknowledgement isn't for the men who are looking for any reason to ignore...
No, that's the apology. What was the original one?
I don't know.
Bro, even her apology was so fucking bullshit. Okay,
that's an apology.
Because I...
There's a lot of tweets here.
Yeah, a lot of...
Where's the original one?
Bro, it's you can tell who wrote the article because it's all about the apology, not about what actually happened. It's...
Can you summarize? Because it doesn't fucking say.
Oh, it was a really good one. Fuck. Well, essentially, it was a all men should die, kill all men. I'll find the tweet. Yeah, I'll find the tweet.
Just Google it.
But she is funded by the Victorian government.
Right.
She gets paid. I have no the fuck idea how. That's taxpayer money. That's legitimately taxpayer money. That's what a grant is. It's us paying her. I was like, yo.
You get taxpayer money.
That's job seeker, bro. That's different.
Still. It's all...
Oh, it was just very interesting. It was just like one of those really... just another Twitter drama. It's full of beefs, mate.
Yeah, I'm not all about Twitter. Maybe I need to.
Well, there's the Call Me Daddy beef too. I don't know how many of our Australian listeners know about that. That's Barstool Sports is this huge, huge...
podcast empire.
Empire.
They have like... I see them on like even TikTok and Facebook and shit. They've kind of got a piece of everything. And these girls called Call Me Daddy. Call Her Daddy.
Mm.
Call Her Daddy. Mm. They were in... They kind of do like a similar to us in terms of just two friends talking shit. What?
Yeah, I found some of her tweets, okay?
Yep.
All men are scum and must die.
Is this the one we're talking about or is this just any of them?
I think this is just any of them. I don't even think this is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Is this a real source or are these Photoshop?
No, this is real source.
Yeah, okay.
There is this is replying to someone and it just in capitals it says, kill all men. She's got a book. She does like book tours. She's on all the morning shows.
Hmm.
Another one. Men are gross and also rapists. Kill all men.
It's true. I've seen the true crime docos. It's I've seen Frenchie on a Friday night, if you know what I'm saying, guys.
All men must die. Kill all men and then kill them again. Hmm. All men must die. The feminist doctrine decrees it. Congratulations, you found me out. All men must die. All men must die. It's a lot of stuff like that.
But at least she's like, consistent.
Yeah, if anyone else was tweeting that stuff, that'd be cancelled by now. But she's literally on all the networks talking about her views on whenever it's like a gender discrepancy.
They just call
she's
her
the go-to.
She's the Pauline Hanson of the,
the feminist world. For real. If you're going to cancel... That's what I was like... Don't even come at our podcast trying to cancel us when this is going on and is funded by the government.
Yeah. Do you want to do a new segment where we spin a wheel of Clementine Ford tweets and then Frenchie has to change them to about men and send it out?
To change them to about men or
like
about women?
Do the gender swap. So if it's kill all men, you've got to send out kill all women. It's a new segment. It's called The French Twist.
That's fun. That's fun.
See how quick until you get absolutely cancelled.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What a piece of shit. Anyway, what were you talking about?
I'm in the same conversation with you, bro.
But you were going on to something else. Oh, yeah, call it daddy. Go on with that. So this is good drama, guys, even if you don't follow it.
Yeah, so they basically run a podcast similar to ours, a lot of shit talking, but they'll do it about relationships and stuff like that. And recently they've split up. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah, so because the Barstool Sports in America have a lot of different podcasts, a lot. So they've got Chicks in the Office, which is another one. This one's a lot more sexual, Call Me Daddy. And these girls...
Call her daddy.
Call her daddy, sorry. Call me daddy.
That's just what you say.
And these girls weren't big at all. They had done a few episodes. Barstool picked them up. They had a fairly decent deal. They probably wanted more money, but they blew up because of Barstool. Anyway, they wanted to renegotiate their deal. They did it very badly. They just went cold. They sort of negotiated like I would when I'm fed up with a brand deal. They just stopped doing shit.
So what... I don't know the full story.
So full story is that one of the girls got a boyfriend and they always said, never let a dick come between the puss or whatever it's called. Dick come between the girls. I don't know. What's the girls, bros before hoes? What's the other
chicks
one?
Chicks before dicks.
Hoes before bros. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, chicks before dicks. Yeah. So they always said that. One of them gets this guy. He's like in the industry.
Right.
He's like, you're on a shit deal, like whispering in her ear, sweet nothing. He's like, get out of it. Leave. I can get you the best deal ever. In the end, forcing them to stop doing podcasts, they start trying to get a better deal from Barstool. Barstool go, okay, we'll do that deal. Then they're like, nah, we don't want to do it anymore. But it's just one of them. It's like, fuck Barstool. It's like, you still got a year to go on your contract. And then eventually Barstool's like, yo, fine, we want to get this going. We want to make money. Here's a deal. You're going to get, like, they're on $500,000 each. They're not broke.
Yeah.
You're going to get this amount of money, this amount of the merch, and you're going to get the IPO after a year, which means they own the podcast, which is fucking huge. Mm. As they explain it, only like 3 people in the world own their own IPOs. It's like that Howard Stern, one other one, Joe Rogan or whatever.
Mm.
Like, not in the world, but out of the big dogs.
Yeah,
big dogs. Usually the company owns it. They don't even take that deal. Because, whisper, Saruman, he's in the head, Schmeagle, whatever, Mordor. In the end, the other girl, Alex, she's like, fuck you, I'm going back to Boston, I'm going to sign without you, you're gone. And just fucking she started podcasting this week again.
By herself?
Yeah, Alexandra right. Cooper, she's back.
That's crazy. So they broke up because she wasn't signing the deal.
No, it's because the boyfriend got between them trying to get Barstool to do this.
Yeah, but you're your own person. You know what I mean? Like, it was her.
Like, it was her listening to a boyfriend.
Yeah,
she's an idiot.
Yeah, crazy.
And now she's unemployed.
Fuck. But it's crazy that she could do that if they're like a team.
That's what's correct. Like, it's exactly like my amazing skit, Death of a Mate.
Mm.
Sometimes when people get a partner, they change. And you can't reason with them. They just lose their fucking marbles.
Mm.
Especially if they get that Saruman voice. Whisper. Schmeagle. Worm tongue.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't watch enough Lord of the Rings to get these great references.
No, I got it. You just kept doing it. No, it's interesting. And then at the same time, we've had Joe Rogan sign his $100 million deal with Spotify.
That was crazy.
I'll tell you what's crazy is his foresight about it, because he's been doing this for a long time, and out of all that time, he never put his podcast on Spotify because it wasn't on there.
I always used to try to find it on Spotify.
So he's known the bigger picture.
Like, so what had he only ever put it on with?
Just everything else.
So now is he going to take it off everything else?
Yeah, it's exclusive Spotify.
So
he's not going to post on YouTube anymore. He's going to have his video and audio.
But the one that already uploaded.
Yeah, he's not.
He's re-uploading them to Spotify.
I don't know about that.
Deleting the ones on YouTube? No, he won't do that. But from now on.
Yeah, from now on, exclusive.
100 million.
Apparently, it could have been a lot more than that.
Yeah, he's on that rural firefighter money.
Celeste
Barber.
Yeah. Celeste Barber sponsored him.
There you go. There's all the news that's happening at the moment.
Mm.
Got any other stories, Tom?
Oh, I believe we do, Frenchie.
Still Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Just sounds cool. Doesn't mean anything.
Can we hear a jingle? Fast Five.
Fast Five. We're going to see you later like an alligator. Hitler loves his alligators.
This one says Dojo Cat is a racist. Do you know about this one?
Well, I wrote it, but I didn't read the article. It vibed out like she was a racist.
Doja Cat. So she's the chick who's always got songs. She's like blown up through TikTok, eh?
Mm.
Yeah. Cat apologizes after racist song resurfaces and for being outed as a member of alt-right group. Okay.
Who?
Over the weekend, the hashtag...
Yo, if I had to pick any animal to be a racist, it'd be a cat.
Yeah.
100%.
Cats have a real attitude 100%. Problem, bro. 100%. They're not loyal.
They are not.
Opposite of dogs.
I walk in the room, cat will leave the room. I'm like, that's fucking racist.
Yeah, bro.
Because I'm white. Because right. I'm Australian. I don't know. Because I smell. Do you could be that.
Do you want to hear something real? Do you want to hear something fucked up?
Oh, you know I do.
Sour.
You know I do.
My dogs, the dogs I have with my girlfriend, racist. Racist.
Like Dojo Cat? Go on.
Get this. Walking through the streets, taking the dogs for a walk. If they see someone with a brown complexion, legit bark. Only brown people. Legit.
What?
I don't know what's going on. It's true.
That's fucked up. That's legitimately
You can't have
up.
A conversation about it with them. They're dogs.
But are they toilet trained?
Yes.
So someone trained them to do that.
Hmm. That wasn't me before my time.
That's a learned behavior.
Mm.
Tonya.
Tonya's training them to be racist. Okay. She was like showing them like cue cards, being like, park, park. Playing guess who and shit. Flipping up the fuck ones she wants them to mark at. Who knows what was going on, but it is. It's so awkward. Because you can, if you see someone coming, you're like, oh no, this dog's going to go skits. And it does.
Can we stitch up Neil on the podcast with that somehow?
Bring the dogs in. Very funny. Over the weekend, the hashtag Doja is over party began trending following allegations that singer made racist comments in a White Wing online chat room. What did she say?
This is good. We, as we like to do, we'll be the judiciary and decide whether we should cancel her or whether we shouldn't. As we want to do.
So here's the video. She's on like a chat room with a bunch of other people. I haven't heard this yet. And apparently she is laughing at their racist jokes, talking about not wanting to be black, but at least she's thick. So she is black.
Is she?
That's what it sounds like.
I guess I don't know enough about Doja Cat.
Let's have a listen.
Yep, this is... Ooh. I did not understand any of that. It sounded like a precursor to a swingers party. It sounded like they were about to fuck.
Okay. I don't think that's what the article was about. But that clip gave me nothing.
Yeah, that gave me nothing. I really...
All right.
It's
so going
to be a hard ruling to... Should we cancel it or not, Tom? I don't really...
Yeah, why not?
Okay. You got us on a bad day. Sorry, Dojo, you're cancelled. Professor Tom has decided.
Mate, I heard that there was a lot of audio. Someone saying ADD heaps of times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Cancelled. You're done, mate. You're out of there. Son charged with murdering dad during Zoom call with about 20 other people. Why did I laugh? It just seems ridiculous.
Mm.
Let's have a little look at this, eh? Mm. Shall we?
Well, we're going to watch it. Is it a video?
It's the same video.
Fuck.
Son charged with murder. This doesn't look like a legit website straight off the bat.
It's is called, this a Xander edition?
It must be. It's called mytwintears.com and it looks like it's fucking like graphics from the 80s.
Xander.
New York, a Long Island man suspected of fatally stabbing his father on a live Zoom call confessed to the caught on camera killing after police found him trying to wash blood off his body with Dr. Pepper. I'm not buying it. French, are you okay?
No, keep going. Keep going.
No, no, no. I don't think it's legit.
Well, Dr. Pepper, I feel like could get rid of anything, though.
He's a doctor.
Mm. And it's pepper, little master smell.
Mmm. It's all checking out. All right, this is 5 in 5, isn't it? Let's see if there's any other titles that grab you by the balls. Hull School Sorry After Pupils Researched Porn Homework on Web. Porn homework?
Yeah. Oh, yo. This is a good one. Yeah. Okay. Look at this one.
You've done a bit of porn homework, haven't you?
Bro, look at this one. This is a worksheet that the teacher gave to the students. I'm not... What was she... Are they a teacher in? I don't know. I didn't read the article. I just saw the worksheet. I was like, yo, that's probably too detailed for what they need to know. I believe the topic must have been pornography. But it was like... Have you got it up yet?
Yeah, it was health education.
Health education, yeah. And so I taught health education. And when you talk about pornography, you just need to say, what is pornography? You don't need to go into the types of pornography.
Yeah,
you need to say, why is it a risk? Why do people do it? Blah, blah, blah.
So we've got a list here of like a worksheet for these students. Mm. And I'm just going to read through the ones I can see. Define sexuality.
Okay, that's good. Yep, that's something that would be necessary.
Define drag queen.
Okay, yeah, still.
I mean, it's good to...
It's good to know.
It's good to know everything so you can be aware. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Define heterosexual. Okay, yep. Define homosexual.
Good.
Okay, define transvestite.
Yep.
Hmm? Define transgender pornography.
Okay, that's...
So we haven't even defined transgender.
Yeah.
We're going straight to the pod. And then once you've done that, the next one...
We'll probably get back on topic.
Back on track, you'd think
back
so.
Back on track.
Now you're just defining pornography. You'd think you'd start with defining that before you get into the nitty gritty.
Okay, it's just pornography. Okay, good to know.
Define soft porn.
Soft porn.
That's porn when you can't get it up.
Yep, that is soft porn.
Define hardcore.
It's a poorly made porn. You're like, this is soft porn.
Yeah.
Boo.
Couple of soft boys.
Define what?
Define hardcore porn.
Okay, so we're still on the porn thing?
Still on the porn.
Okay.
Define revenge porn.
Well,
do people still do
porn.
That?
Still on the porn.
Still do revenge.
What is...
Revenge porn was like a big thing like maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, where revenge there was that porn website, definitely happens.
And it was like boyfriends taking photos of their girlfriends and then when they broke up, they'd post them all on the internet. Like highly illegal.
Yeah.
Define sexting.
Okay, that's
seems like unnecessary. Almost encouraging the children.
No, I feel like that could have been at least before porn. It feels like that's a less of a definition than porn.
Yeah, I feel like they haven't really.
I feel like that's for the teachers. A lot of the teachers didn't know what sexting was. When I was teaching, they had to have like a meeting for it.
Really?
Swear, because it was like new in the syllabus. Because all the old teachers, when we learned in the '70s, didn't have sexting.
Oh no.
So they're like, oh, you know what sexting is? Like,
sexting? Yes. Is that the emojis? A head teacher says he is sorry if homework asking pupils to define types of hardcore pornography led them to undertake inappropriate web searches.
True. I didn't even think that would be just Google it.
Yeah.
Revenge porn.
Oh, shit. Transvestites. Was flabbergasted when he saw his 13-year-old sister's homework.
13?
Yeah, that's young,
bro.
The work is part of pupils' personal, social, and health education learning, the school said. The students were asked to define topics including hardcore porno, soft porno, yep. As well as female genital mutilation and breast ironing. What's breast ironing? I don't even know what that is.
Well, you do.
I can guess what it is, but that's definitely not the definition.
I'm barely certain it's...
The iron's not hot yet.
It's for older women. It's for older... You know...
Is that what happens?
Some people think wrinkles are sexy. Some people don't. It's like lip filler for older women. They're like, my breasts so looks like they've been in the bath too long.
I can't go out with these wrinkled titties.
No, I can't go out with these wrinkled titties.
I'm going to have to do some breast
Get
ironing.
Get the iron ready. And they iron the breasts because they lose sensitivity when they're 80, so they can just flop them down, iron them out.
Now that you've said it, it makes sense. You do need to learn about that.
Mm.
They were also asked questions about alcohol, drugs, and smoking as part of the homework. Mr. Dagan, who took to Facebook to share his concerns, said, "My little sister knows makeup and TikTok at the age of 13. She doesn't know about hardcore porn," and then asking her to define it.
So he shared it on his Facebook and it went viral. Next minute, school's fast.
Fucking knock on the door.
Yeah, that is
That is a good story,
that
though.
That is... Read the room, too. I'm sure there's like one kid who would be like revenge porn. You don't know what that is. But the rest would be like, I just play Pokemon.
There's always that kid who knows everything fucked up, and you're like 12 and you're like, bro, how did you know that?
Yeah.
Like, I had mates, like, they were like the year above us, but we'd walk to school the same way, and they'd always say shit, and I'd be like, I've never heard of that before.
Like the Anthony Keatys of your school, you know, whose whose dad just taught him some, like, they got on the billies, their dad are like eight. And
yeah.
It's like, yo, you seen porn yet? It's like, well, no, mate. Okay. Let's
start at the basics.
So it begins. Yeah. So it begins.
Yeah.
Good. We need to go also, Tom. Mm-hmm. We have that other article from last week we need to do 10 more of. Things we don't know about women.
Oh, yeah. We're pushing it for time. Maybe we should save that. Because I've got one more story to tell you.
Do it.
Tell me if you want to watch this. New reality show. TV show Labor of Love sees 15 men competing to impregnate one woman they've never met.
I feel like we've seen that a lot.
But it's the goal of impregnating.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a 6-minute video. And I've seen the start and the end of it quite a lot. True. That's a bukkake party, that is.
True.
Is it
15 Japanese businessmen
so,
trying to impregnate the face of one Japanese woman?
Who has the best aim? Who was the quickest?
Oh, man.
15. How long can they spin that out for?
It's a great question. I guess they're like, oh, married at first sight. That's done. What's next? Pregnant
at first sight. But so does she test the guys on like skills? Like, oh, I want a husband. I want my kid to be good at ball games. So she like throws tennis balls at him, see he's got the coordination.
Like, I want a husband who's really good at house cleaning. Clean this house.
Clean this house. Whoever cleans
that
it
is
the best.
A good show.
Well, not husband, a kid.
So it's kind
she
of
wants,
a...
She wants good genetics.
Yeah.
So she'll play Monopoly with them. Whoever's out first, like, oh, I don't want a son who's going to get bankrupt like
love
that.
Love that. So it's a mix between like Married at First Sight and The Apprentice. Because you're trying to get someone who's good at different areas.
I'd say
areas.
It's mostly The Apprentice.
I like it.
Well, she doesn't have to marry him or even be with him. She just gets his semen. So I'm guessing it's going to be very... Still be look-based. No matter... Every reality show, the best looking person always wins.
But you do want a good looking kid.
Oh, yeah. So, you don't want an Argo.
No. Yeah. No. That's embarrassing. You're like, parent teacher night, you're like, oh. Oh, yeah, he's mine. Oh, embarrassing.
And they tell you he looks like you too. You're like, oh.
How dare you? First of all, how dare you? Should we watch the trailer or not?
Definitely. But I'll. Okay, go on. I think while this is rolling, I had a really good idea.
For Christy, the labor is mandatory, the love is optional. She
pause
seems
it.
To have it all, except one thing.
Okay, you need to know who's hosting this, guys. Did you see who it was?
Mm-hmm.
It was, what's her name?
The one from Sex and the City.
The one from Sex and the City, Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Oh, he pretends he doesn't know. See
she
that
got,
guy?
She has some good titties on that show. She did.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
So she's hosting it. So anyone knows about sleeping with lots of dudes, 15 dudes, it's one of the characters from Sex and the City.
True. But it's interesting, they don't have to love them. Love is optional.
What?
She said. That's what she said.
Start again. I need to pay attention.
You were just thinking about her titties. You weren't even fucking listening.
For Christy, the labor is mandatory. The love is optional. She seems to have it all, except one thing. A partner to start a family.
I want to fall in love with the man that I can see as the future father of my children.
She has to choose between us jabronis.
She wants to see, are these men going to go past jabronis. Their comfort edge? Welcome to labor pains.
There's a bear right behind us.
I'm dying to see what happens. Parenthood is such a huge choice. It
what?
Ever. We're going to really go some places that people don't go.
I honestly can't imagine my life without you in it.
I have no idea.
I think I really want it all from this experience. I really believe that it's going to work out with one of these guys in the end. And I can't wait to see who it is.
Yo.
It's kind of like what you said, Bart. Because they were doing like protecting, like the bear, a bear situation.
It was like they'll pretend, the guys were like pretending to birth at some point.
Which seems unnecessary because, spoiler alert, guys don't have to do that.
You know, it's exactly just The Bachelor though.
It is. They've just put a bit of a trademark twist, though.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do to make money in this world.
100% is just The Bachelor.
Like Big Brother, or what if the voice is actually a woman? Big Sister, new trademark.
But I think what's like, so the guy who wins, does he get money?
No, he gets to fuck her.
Once or until she's pregnant? Like, is that contractual? Because that seems like...
That would be good if she's like, I cannot decide. It is a tie. Whoever can pump me for the most cum to birth me a child.
She gets a beaker out and she just say they both got a cum in her and whoever's got the most virile cum.
Yeah. And then they both have sex with her. And then they'd find out after whose baby it is, like a Jerry Springer type thing.
I'm dead serious about this though. I don't want no bullshit one. Like, you know, married at first sight. Oh, you don't have to get married. Whatever. I want it contractually saying.
Yeah, I love that.
If you pick a guy, you don't have to pick one, but if you do, contractually, he has to impregnate you.
And we get to watch.
It's no, really that's fair. Just a learning thing. There's couples probably trying to have a kid right now. They don't know the best positions to do it. It's good to know that.
I want
to
see the journey of how many goes it takes.
How many goes it takes.
Like when you want it to happen, does it happen, you know?
Definitely.
Because we're always not wanting it to happen. So I want to see a guy who's like, I'm going to make a baby.
Here's what would be a sick twist for part two too.
It's black. And the guy was white.
There was a lot of black guys in that show.
Oh, yep.
No, part two. So the guys are competing to be the father. What's it called again?
Labor of love.
Labor of love. In the guy's contract, they can't stick around. So it's their contract. No, they can be a father, but they can't stay with the woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So she doesn't know this until... the day after the birth.
And that's
season two.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's got to find who's going to raise someone else's kid.
It can be called
raise two.
Stepdaddy.
Find the father. Stepdaddy. Yeah. Well, no, there's 100% they're going to get together on the show. They'll stay together for like 2 months and break up. And that's fucking bullshit. I want a kid out of it. I want a kid.
I agree.
Contract. Make it happen. Ironclad.
And I reckon if they don't, if she's like, I don't want to have a kid with these guys, they get executed. They drop a whole bunch of fresh dudes.
That's huge.
Drop fresh dudes on.
That is huge. That's the game changer. Executed. Because that means like there's some stakes. If not, I don't want to have a kid with you. See ya. They'll go home.
Imagine the pressure of that fucking rose ceremony, bro. It's like, I'm going to get fucking murdered if she doesn't pick me.
No, I think if she doesn't pick any, they all get executed.
All of them.
So if she picks one, all the others are safe too. So they could be like putting the guy with the best chance forward.
It's more of a wingman.
It's more wingmaning. They'd be nice. Building each other up.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Like she seems to connect with him more than me. I'm going to fucking back him. I'm backing that horse cock.
And do you think they'll do it like The Bachelor? So it was a woman. This time and 15 dudes, will there be the reverse?
Where the man gets pregnant.
Will that there's 15 women and he just impregnates them all. He can choose which one he wants to impregnate and he can choose all.
So no male pregnancy.
If.
What if technology allows it?
I've seen.
Network TVs can pull off some amazing stunts.
Like Junior, you're thinking of Arnold Schwarzenegger
and Junior.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Was Danny DeVito the baby in that film?
Yo, and we get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I like that.
Put it on the list. Add it to the list.
I think that's where we'll leave it today because we have really given you a juicy little taste.
Check your bingo boards, guys. If the jackpot didn't go off, it'll re-up to next week.
Yeah, I'd love to see on our Facebook some ideas for the bingo board. Maybe we'll bring one in and cross it off next week.
We are giving away an orange plastic cup. So if you don't have anything to put your water in at the moment, this would be a good prize for you.
Do we have one?
No, but I'll buy one.
Okay. Probably could have chosen something we have.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Okay, go on.
No, that piss bottle.
Well, that's not an ad. No one's going to want to get the bingo then.
What if they need
that's
to piss?
That's not a piss bottle either. Now people think we've got a piss bottle in our
No,
our
it is
office.
A piss bottle.
It's not.
It's actually a piss bottle.
It's a Mount Franklin bottle.
No, the one next to it.
Oh, fuck yeah, that one is. Yeah, that one is. Why do we have that?
I got it off Wish.com.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Handy.
Why is there yellow liquid in it?
Because I drank the rest of it. All right, guys. God bless. Stay safe.
As we always say, COVID is over. So just go do whatever you want.
Be careful.
It's always an honor talking to you. I don't think Tom appreciates you enough. I do.
Guys, thank I know Frenchie doesn't tell you enough.
Thank you for tuning in every weekend. But I appreciate you. It.
Frenchie doesn't appreciate it, but I appreciate really you, love all
Tom
of you out there.
Doesn't.
I just turned down his microphone for a second there. And I just wanted to say, guys, sincerely, I really appreciate you. And God bless.